Well, I'm Suzanne Bates. I'm the CEO of a leadership development firm, Bates Communications. We've been in business 13 years. We have multinational clients all over the world. And our specialty is working with leaders to help them be better at influencing and driving results. So we work with them at the strategic level and also the development level. In other words, how do you develop the skills and traits and qualities of leadership that make you influential? I hired Vicki years ago when I was trying to figure out who I was. I had left television news, was launching a career in media and presentation training, but I wasn't sure who's my audience, what's my value to that audience, why would people come and hear me speak, what was my expertise. And it was an amazing experience to work with Vicki, really, because she figured me out. And she has a wonderful way of applying tools and processes and questions. But I think one of the other things that makes Vicki so valuable, especially to an emerging business leader, is this intuition she has, her experience working with so many different types of experts over the years, has helped her understand what's really of value to the marketplace. Vicki and I met in her office, and the first thing we did is just talk about my business and my aspirations. What I really appreciated was that she helped me understand myself through that process. So it's really coaching. It's this ability that she has to help you recognize in yourself what are the talents and skills and passions you bring to your work that others would value. You know, I was a little bit afraid to walk in the door that first day because I really didn't know what to expect. I wasn't sure that Vicki would get my business plan or understand me. And I was also afraid she would dash my hopes, perhaps crush my plans. But it was quite the opposite. What happened in the session was I began to see avenues and pathways opening up to me. And these were ideas I'd never considered before. So it was an incredibly valuable experience and absolutely painless. The impact of our work together was in the short term that I was able to go back to my business and get focused. I understood my audience. I understood how to reach that audience through speaking and marketing and writing. Ultimately, I published my first book, Speak Like a CEO, which became a business bestseller and has been translated into 7 languages. And that led to more publishing in my field of specialty, which is senior leadership and CEOs. Long term, what that did, as now I look back 10 or 12 years later, I realized that that was the pathway to building a business. I had a concept here that I could leverage and use to hire new people, create programs, and leverage my expertise into a real business, which is what we have today. Vicki's services are really good for anyone starting or in the middle of figuring out what their business is all about, really at any stage in your business life. It certainly was valuable to me in the early stages, but I can imagine returning and working with Vicki again, because at each stage of your business's development, there are new questions, and it's always good to have a trusted advisor, somebody who understands you to get you focused. The one other piece of advice I would give to entrepreneurs like myself is that we really don't open up to the advice of smart people as often as we should. And by that, I don't mean that you should take advice from everyone, advice that's unsolicited. Rather, you should seek out a trusted circle of advisors whose judgment you're willing to bet on. And Vicki's one of those people.